This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, March 14th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Newsom's long road to banning fumigants. Ag Day gets new twist, and Trump targets European spirits. DPR comes up short with replacing fumigants. No direct alternatives are currently available for 1,3-D and chlorpicrin, forcing farmers to rely on combinations of options tailored to specific crops and pests if California were to ban the products. The Department of Pesticide Regulation shared the results yesterday from an independent study on alternatives. DPR Director Karen Morrison said the findings, quote, highlight key challenges with identifying and replacing higher-risk pesticide uses with alternatives and the critical need for continued research. Take note, DPR commissioned and taxpayers funded the study after the department issued its Sustainable Pest Management Roadmap in 2023. While DPR has yet to list the priority pesticides to eliminate by 2050, the two controversial fumigants have faced increased regulatory scrutiny under the Newsom administration. Next, well, the second phase of the study will expand the scope to other pre-plant fumigants, such as methyl bromide, along with post-harvest and structural fumigants. Farm groups tap into Ag Day for overtime fix. The industry is planning its own twist on California Ag Day at the Capitol next Wednesday, after CDFA Secretary Karen Ross celebrates the state's farmers, ranchers, and farm workers with lawmakers. Trade groups hope to seize the momentum and build support for their policy priorities. Industry leaders plan to outline the stark trends. The most recent USDA Ag Census showed a 10% drop in farms and farmland from 2017 to 2022, with a loss of 120,000 irrigated acres. A new study has detailed a 1,400% jump in regulatory costs in California over the last two decades. The groups are calling for relief through SB 628. The bill revamps the push for a tax credit to compensate employers for ag overtime wages. They are also pushing to maintain investments for climate smart grants through the state's cap and trade fund. Speaking at the press conference will be California Farm Bureau President Shannon Douglas. Michael Miller, who directs government relations at the California Association of Wine Grape Growers, and Roger Isom, President and CEO of California Cotton Ginners and Growers Association and Western Tree Nut Association. Study. Better forecasting boosts flood protection and water supply. Northern California irrigators have pushed for more investments in forecast-informed reservoir operations, or FIRO. A new study now backs up the benefits of the new approach to water management. The approach taps into historical forecasts, reservoir monitoring, and river flow data. The Department of Water Resources, Army Corps of Engineers, and Yuba Water Agency found the predictive monitoring tool could reduce flood risk and boost storage in Lake Oroville. Yuba Water Director of Resources Planning, John James, equated the benefits to building new infrastructure. More funding for smoke taint. A new House bill proposes $33 million for research into smoke taint in wine grapes. The California Association of Wine Grape Growers supports the bill. It asserted that filling research gaps will be vital to protect the industry against the threat of future wildfires. Senator Alex Padilla of California co-authored the measure with Representative Jeff Merkley of Oregon, with support from Representatives Mike Thompson and Doug Amalfa of California. Trump's latest tariff threat, European booze. There's a new twist in President Donald Trump's trade wars. He is threatening to impose steep duties on wine and alcohol from the European Union if the bloc doesn't drop its retaliatory tariff on U.S. whiskey. The EU responded to new U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum by hiking the duty applied to U.S. whiskey. Trump hit back in a Truth Social post yesterday, calling the EU one of the worst hostile and abusive taxing and tariffing authorities in the world. The president added that the U.S. will shortly place a 200% tariff on all wines, champagnes, and alcoholic products. The reaction? Well, France Trade Minister Laurent Saint-Martin accused Trump of, quote, escalating the trade war he chose to unleash in a post to X. But he later added that the EU is open to finding solutions to de-escalate. House Ag Committee Democrats wrote to Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick yesterday, raising concerns over the administration's tariff whiplash. They argued the back and forth left farmers uncertain about future input prices. Now, take note, USDA is looking at a way to compensate farmers for Trump's trade wars without waiting for Congress to replenish its borrowing authority under the Commodity Credit Corporation, a congressional source tells AgriPulse. The source says the department is considering using its Section 32 authority. During the last trade war, USDA used its Section 5 authority under the CCC, but the agency would only have about $4 billion available unless Congress replenishes the account. Section 32 typically used to purchase surplus commodities for feeding programs, but the law can also be used to, quote, reestablish farmers' purchasing power by making payments to them. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. McKinney, give the administration time to create fair trade. Ted McKinney, CEO of the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture, says it's important to give Trump time to carry out his trade policy. We're starting to perhaps feel the bumps, McKinney says on AgriPulse Newsmakers this week. Trump is, quote, fulfilling what he said he would do, so we're just going to have to take our sedatives and buckle up a couple of extra times and see how it goes. Newsmakers will be available today at AgriPulse.com. Rest in peace, Raul Grijalva. Representative Raul Grijalva, a Southern Arizona Democrat who once chaired the House Natural Resources Committee, died yesterday of complications from cancer treatments. He was 77. He was the son of a migrant farm worker. Here's today's final word. We want toasts, not tariffs. That Chris Swanger, president and CEO of the Distilled Spirits Council of the United States, responding to Trump's 200% tariff on European alcohol. Trade associations for wine and liquor producers have put more energy into the Toasts Not Tariffs coalition this year. The advocacy initiative began under Trump's first term and was mostly quiet during the Biden administration. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, March 14th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.